Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
We all have traumas in life, some worse than others. That's just the reality, right? You got to play the hand that you were dealt. But trying to outrun your pain, it will never work. And actually, it'll make it worse, right? You continue to push it off, push it off, push it off. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger until you self-destruct. So many people self-destruct because they weren't bold enough, they weren't resilient enough in the moment to address the issues that they had at hand. So it became a bigger issue, a bigger challenge, a bigger worry. And over time, it became harder to put that mask on and to try to save face. When I was 18 years old, I was just graduated high school, first generation high school graduate. I'm the first one in my immediate family to graduate from high school. And during that summer after graduation, I ended up staying with my grandfather. I had earned a full ride scholarship to play basketball in Memphis, Tennessee. And I was staying with him because he lived super close to the basketball courts. So I can go there, I can train, I can do what I needed to do, right? Sometimes I would be training 3 times a day because that's how focused I was. That's how determined I was. And I remember coming home from the basketball courts one day and I see my grandfather sit on the couch holding his stomach. And I'm talking about my man looked like he's in a lot of pain. And it was weird because I just always remembered him being so handy, being so active, always looking to help others, right? I never really saw him in pain. I asked my brother who was at the house with him all day. I said, hey, how long has he been like this? He said, man, he's been like this all day long. I said, look, we got to take him to the hospital. We grabbed him up, put him in the car. We shot to the hospital. And I mean, I'm flying through red lights because I'm nervous. I'm anxious. I don't know what's going on. So we get him to the hospital, we get him there. A few moments later, the doctor comes from the back. He asks, is this the Evans family? This is us. He says, Mr. Evans has what we like to call gangrene. And he has this bacterial gangrene infection. And what it's doing is it's eating away at his intestines. And I remember sitting there like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean? He said, yeah, he won't make it to the morning. You may want to say your goodbyes. And I remember that would be the last time I would see him with tubes in his mouth. His eyes had this glassy yellow look. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And I remember losing him in that moment and something inside of me just breaking. And I wasn't sure what it was. I'm the same kid who was exposed to violence, to drugs, to gangs, to molestation. As a young kid who had all of these traumas built in. And then this one thing just breaks everything. And I remember sitting there, feeling this pain, feeling this hurt, feeling this implosion happen, and not knowing how to express myself. Not even realizing that the years prior, I had built up so much that was never addressed. So many different things that happened that I just purely ignored. Because the community that I grew up in, we didn't talk about our emotions. We didn't talk about how we were feeling. We didn't talk about our mental health. We didn't talk about how to be resilient. It was always swept under the rug. So I pushed so many things down. And when I pushed things down, I picked up a basketball. And that became my safe haven. That became my scapegoat. That became my release. Whenever I was anxious, whenever I was worried, whenever I was stressed, I would go to play basketball, right? And it was a healthy scapegoat. But at the end of the day, it was still a scapegoat. It didn't address the root issues that I was going through. And I went down during these circumstances where my mind was everywhere.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Internally, I was bleeding, right? Where I was living in this traumatic place, waking up every day anxious, dealing with severe depression. And I would still go down to school. I went down 2 weeks late, got down to Memphis, Tennessee. First time I've ever taken a plane in my life. And I went down there, and the very first day I got down there, I just started to do things that were so far out of my character. Drinking, smoking, partying, all of these different things. Trying to outrun the pain that I just faced of losing someone that close to me. Because I've experienced loss before, but when it came to my grandfather, someone I was so tight with, someone I thought that would always be here, it just hit me different. And I got down there, and every day again, battling anxiety, battling depression, trying to outrun the pain, still having no language to how I was feeling, still not addressing my mental health, still not addressing my traumas. And I got 3 months into school. I went to the head coach and told him, "Coach, I gotta leave. I can't do it." He said, what do you mean you gotta leave? I was like, I just gotta go. They released me off scholarship. I forfeited it all. I came back home. See, what the coach didn't know was that I was battling with the anxiety and the depression and the mental challenges. He didn't know about the severity of my mental health. I kept it under wraps. I kept a stoic look, like many of us do, wearing a mask every single day. That's what I did. And I ended up getting another full-ride scholarship to play basketball, this time in New Mexico. So I'm thinking that this is my second chance. Everything's good. But again, still never addressing the root issues, right? The root things. You know what they are for you. The root issues, the things that you continue to ignore, but you know that they're there, right? When you look yourself in the mirror every single night, it pops back up, but you continue to ignore it and put that face on because you want to look like everything's okay. But the same thing that happened in Memphis, when I was down at school, anxious, worried, depressed, all of these different things, it happened in New Mexico as well. Because what I didn't understand at the time was that everywhere you go, there you are. So I stayed in New Mexico for about a year. But those same demons, that same trauma, those same worries, they continue to just plague my mind. Those same negative thoughts continue to just ruin all of the things that I had in my mind that was trying to uplift me. Every day I had to fight those thoughts. And I was like, you know what? I got to leave. Because that was my release. It was like, just run away. Just run away. But guess what? It didn't matter. The same thing continued to happen. Right? That's the running theme for you. The same thing is going to continue to happen if you try to run. I would bounce around from school to school to school thinking that it was the environment. When the reality was, it was just me. It was me that I had to address. You can stay where it's comfortable, right? Where it's mediocre, where it's average, where there's pain, where there's trauma, where there's darkness. You can stay in that, or you can go the other way. And here's the thing about the other way. You don't know what's there, right? You don't know if there's healing there. You don't know what's there. But what you do know is that if you stay in a spot that you've always been in, you're always going to experience the same things over and over and over again, right? I remember in gym class back in the day, they used to have this activity where the rope would hang from the ceiling and you had to climb the rope to get to the top, right? And ring the bell. When you're climbing that rope, what happens if you let go? You know what happens. You're hitting the floor. You know what happens if you quit. But you don't know what happens if you continue to go. So you're at that fork at the road moment where you know what happens if you quit. You know what happens if you stay stagnant, right? You'll live in that darkness. But if you try something different, the possibilities are endless. And I know it's scary. I know it's scary. Because it's uncertain. But you have to take the risk for yourself. You have to love yourself enough to try something different. And I did just that. And I said, no more. I don't know what this other thing looks like, but I'm going to try it. I don't know what healing looks like, but I'm going to try it. I don't know what addressing my mental health looks like, but I'm going to try it. I don't understand necessarily what resilience looks like, but I'm going to try it. One of the biggest things for me was going to therapy. But it was something I knew that I needed to at least give a try and continue to try until that thing worked for me. And it was scary at first. I didn't know what to expect. But I went into that thing knowing that I'm not going to quit on this. Because I need to heal. I need to grow past this pain. I can't stay in this position anymore. My grandfather wouldn't want me to stay in this headspace. So I went through with that process. And I started to learn more about resilience. And I started to learn a little bit more about self-love and self-care. And I started to put these practices into place every single day. But a lot of times we're ashamed. We're ashamed of what others may think of us. We're ashamed of how they may view us. But I'm here to tell you this. You don't have to worry. Because they're going to support you through it all. You'll be able to weed out who's just there for the glitz and the glamour and the hype when you're really going through some adversity. You'll be able to see who's really there to support you when you're hitting your low moment, when you can't be all that you were for them, right? When you can't just give of yourself. So check your circle. You need to be around people who bring value into your life where it's mutual. That's going to help you elevate and grow. And for me, in that season of my life, that helped me to heal and grow. I made a decision in my mind that I was going to continue to push through on this thing. That I wasn't going to quit. That I was going to see and experience all of this healing that I needed. That I was going to remain resilient. And in doing so, I inspired the people around me to start making changes in their life. But this is for you to recognize that your decisions don't just impact you. Somebody's always watching and somebody's always inspired by how you move, even if they never say it. The person you become, it influences way more than just you. And when you do that, when you start to think bigger than yourself, you don't have to worry about anxiety and depression because the focus is no longer on you. It's on how I can show up in this world as the best version of myself. So the question that I have for you is this. Will you run from your adversities when they show up? Or will you embrace resilience? Every time the situation looks challenging, every time something is rough, every time in your relationships, you start to bump head with your spouse, will you continue to run? Remember this, life is so much bigger than us. We're all here for a specific purpose. We're all here connected to other individuals who we may or may not meet. And it's up to us to show up as our authentic selves, being bold, being trailblazers. Because whether you want to believe it or not, somebody's always watching, who is waiting on what you are building, and they're waiting on who you are becoming.
Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need when you need them at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.